For a combined total of 111 years, Joe Lyday, Jeannie McNew, and Cindy Mahon taught English in public schools. But for a few hours on a recent afternoon, all three of them traded classic literature.
The bookstores there are so cool.
For campaign literature. They're stuffing yellow bumper stickers and postcards into plastic bags on behalf of Democratic State Superintendent candidate Glenda Ritz's campaign. All three teachers are now retired, but they're all dismayed at the education policies Republican incumbent Tony Bennett has championed. Cindy Mahon hopes her volunteer hours can make a difference.
This is our equivalent of the Koch brothers' big check, you know, except ours are teeny tiny.
Bennett hasn't gotten money from the Koch brothers of national GOP fundraising fame, but Bennett's likely raised more in the past 3 weeks, at least $175,000, than Ritz has raised in the entire campaign. But Ritz does have one powerful ally on her side, the state's teachers' unions. The union is helping Ritz organize teachers for her campaign at the school level. And the Indiana State Teachers Association's political arm has given Ritz $100,000. ISTA President Nate Schnellenberger acknowledges that's nearly 90% of Ritz's campaign contribution total.
Yeah, if we didn't give her money, she doesn't have the deep pockets to go to that Dr. Bennett has. And so we have to try to provide her some support.
Teachers' unions have always been reliable Democratic donors, but unions say the political stakes are higher this election year. One reason why? The Indiana General Assembly passed a law in 2011 limiting collective bargaining. Only wages and benefits can be written into a teacher's contract. Collective bargaining used to let teachers address concerns about class size or curriculum at the local level. But Indiana Federation of Teachers President Rick Muir now says debates over such topics must take place in the political arena.
Because of what's taken place, especially in the last two legislative sessions, I don't think we've ever had to place as much importance on it as we find ourselves doing today.
Teachers' union support for political candidates doesn't stop in the state superintendent's race. The ISTA has given more money to Democrat John Gregg's run for governor than it has to any gubernatorial candidate since 2000. American Enterprise Institute research fellow Mike McShane says it's a demonstration that even though teachers' unions have lost some clout, they're still politically powerful.
Whereas they might not necessarily be able to have the types of benefits or job protections codified in their contracts, they may be able to sway elections that will put people in state houses or on school boards that will be more on their side in these types of debates.
But finding candidates to take their side has also become more challenging, even within the union-friendly Democratic Party. Indiana Democrats for Education Reform President Larry Graw says he doesn't mind unions political advocacy. But Graw minds what he sees as state and local unions dragging their feet or outright opposing policies other Democrats support, such as expanding charter school options.
They need to go where their national leadership says they're going. They need to be leading these reforms. But leading the reforms, not leading us back to where we were before.
But Schnellenberger says union officials have tried to work with policymakers with whom they disagree.
What we've seen happen here is, at like lightning speed, they're trying to push so-called reforms without taking the time to get it right.
And outside of politics, Schnellenberger adds, unions will maintain their role as a collective voice for all teachers. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.